Welcome. You're listening to a podcast by the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. I'm Ron Fraser. I asked some of my friends to tell me what keeps them interested in the Baha'i faith. These are Baha'is that have been Baha'is for a number of years, and they're all still active and excited about it. So I've mixed their responses with some great music by the First Commandment Gospel Singers. You can find their CD, We Have Come to Praise Him, on www.liveunity.com. I hope you enjoy.
Nations get together, we're gonna have a good time for Baha'u'llah, the glory of God. Get together, we're gonna have a good time for Baha'u'llah, glory of God, glory of God, for Baha'u'llah, glory of God, glory of God.
What is important to me about the Baha'i faith is the fact that there's a divine messenger for this day and age. In my lifetime, I'm learning about a new messenger of God for this day and age. And that divine messenger is Baha'u'llah, whose name means the glory of God. I was first attracted to the Baha'i faith because of the teaching regarding the equality of men and women. I immediately felt that this was a major, that the attitudes of people towards each other was a major hindrance in relationships, that this had always been God's teaching, that men and women were equal. And so it just sort of slipped into my mind and snuggled there so happily because I said to myself, this is what was missing. This is what was missing from my life and what my understanding of things around me. Another thing that interested me is that God has always sent his messengers throughout time to help guide our souls to his glorious paradise. I was interested to know that the great messengers of God were Abraham, Krishna of the Hindu faith, Buddha of the Buddhist faith. I never really took any notice of those other religions before, and I suddenly realized that all the peoples of the world were all united in their hunger towards learning about God and following his message. And Zoroaster is a message of God. Never heard of him before, but that is the name of one of the messengers of God. But Moses, Jesus Christ, Muhammad, and this particular revelation, the Bab and Baha'u'llah. The Baha'i faith teaches that all religions have come from the same God, our Creator, and that there is no separation or division in the great message of love and guidance that each of these messengers has for mankind. But each soul must turn towards the light of the Word of God, and as it is revealed progressively in each revelation, in each dispensation, each time that there is a messenger of God. One of the other teachings that I recognized was that there could only be one God, and that we all express our worship in a variety of ways. I also fully accepted that My soul is a precious gift from God, which I must guard and develop so that my soul would be close to God, especially at the time of my death. Now, when I say guard, I am guarded from attachment to the attractions of this world. I wouldn't go into details of what the attractions are, but, you know, things like, you know, I must have a new car, I must have a new dress and all this thing. Every month I must buy a new dress or whatever. So that kind of, you know, the attachment to material things. Anything that diverts your mind away from what is important and what is important is guiding and guarding your soul in its path towards God. And when I say I must develop my soul, I'm talking about the attributes of God. We must develop our souls in learning about God and preparing it for the time when it will be reunited with God. All of these teachings were so clear and so interesting and so, and my heart, it has always been attracted to these teachings. The Baha'i faith has other teachings too. It teaches that all humanity is one, that there is essential harmony between science and religion, that men and women are equal, which is what I have just said, and that education is of the utmost importance. Those are just a few of the Baha'i teachings. There are many others. I'm very honored to have been given this opportunity to describe my feelings about the Baha'i Faith. It has guided me, especially in the past, I would say 30 years, it has guided my life and made me so aware of other people and feel a loving warmth towards my fellow human beings.
There have been times in my life when I could give up the wrong for the right. Sometimes it gets hard, so very hard, just trying to make it in this old cold. But Lord, you told me to just keep on holding on. You told me one day not to really give up, that you'll be right there, Lord, when the going gets tough. And I know in my mind that you're right there on time. I'm holding on, Lord, I'm holding on, yes I am, I won't let go of your hand, I've got to keep on holding on, yes sir, yeah, you know in the midnight hour, y'all, I have to get up out of my bed. Sometimes it gets kind of hard, but you gotta get down and pray about it. You see, when you pray, yeah, everything will be alright. I learned a long time ago that prayer changes things. Whatever you might be going through in your life, my God can make a way, yes, He can. All you gotta do is call on Him, and He'll be right there by your side. All you got to do is just hold on. Hold on and don't give up. Hold on. I'm holding on, Lord. Sometimes it gets so hard, sometimes. My way gets just a little bit hard sometimes. I'm holding on. I'm holding on.
Many years ago, when I was involved in the Anglican Church as a group of young people, we met together and we suddenly decided as Anglicans, in those days there was a lot of controversy between Anglicans and Roman Catholics. We decided we should go to the Roman Catholic Church because after all it's reading the Holy Bible. And which we did, and we helped the church, their church, get repainted, and then we got involved with their youth group and so on and so forth. Then later on we decided, hey, well maybe Methodists and Baptists and so on and so forth were also involved in this kind of thing as it believed in the Bible. So we went to those. So we started calling ourselves the Universals. And then from then onwards we decided, hey, the Old Testament, that was part of that was the Jewish Torah. So we took ourselves off and we sat in the Jewish temple and listened to that and made friends with people that were of the Jewish faith. And it wasn't so many years after that I got to hear about the Baha'i faith and suddenly realized that I didn't have to be limited within the realms of Christianity. And then the thing that really struck me was the fact that there was more than one revelation and that the Christian revelation wasn't the be-all and end-all as I'd been taught, that there had been revelations before and subsequent revelations into the Christianity, and this suddenly all made sense. Now, I could never believe Adam as being the first living human. That didn't make sense in my own mind. I couldn't logically make that fit. But Adam is the first person of spirituality that accepted the divine being and would talk about it or express it. Now, that made sense. So, as a result, I became more and more involved with the Baha'i faith, and progressive revelation has been the strong point, the point that held me within the Baha'i faith, knowing that God has always been with us and always will be with us, and that the revelation will be updated over the centuries long after I've finished doing my bit here. The other thing that held me close to the Baha'i faith is, I think, the thing that a lot of people get involved in, is the basic truth that all the religions are one, humankind is one, and the source of the revelation is one, and that there's one supreme being. And this also makes total sense to me, and this is what has kept me going during that time. Reading the Baha'i writings have been a source of comfort to me and have enlightened me. In some ways, I'm a far better, shall we say, Christian than I ever was as a Christian. I understand it more. I'm going to have a great deal more understanding towards people of the Muslim faith, Zoroastrians, Buddhists, because I realize that they're all coming from one source and shouldn't be derided or negated in any way. So this has been my way of maintaining my Baha'iness, because I realize that I can be part and parcel of the total event taking place.
Yes, I do. I've got heaviness. I've got heaviness. Oh, sweet heaviness on my mind. Yes, I do. Key.
What do I love about the Baha'i Faith? I love the prayers. The first day that I ever was aware of talking to Baha'is, my girlfriend mentioned that she had just gotten a new prayer book that day from the publishing trust. I asked if I could see her prayer book, and I opened it to what I thought was the most beautiful prayer I had ever read. It was a prayer that I had been trying to say for myself for 2 weeks. It was a prayer that just felt to me that it had been written for me and for that very minute. It was a prayer that I felt the words had to have come from God because they were so perfect. I asked her if I could keep the book, and very generously she let me keep it. I love the Baha'i prayers. There are many kinds of prayers in a Baha'i prayer book. There are prayers for children, prayers for our parents, prayers for tests and difficulties, prayers of praise and gratitude, prayers for morning, prayers for evening, prayer for America, prayers for humanity, prayers for meetings, prayers for our spiritual difficulties, our spiritual qualities. And prayers all seem to be very powerful, and I believe that this is because they are the Word of God for us for today. I was attending a meeting. There were Baha'is and non-Baha'is there, and somebody asked a young woman who was there what she thought of the Baha'i Faith and was she ready to join or not to join. And she answered that she liked the Baha'is, but she didn't see what was special about the Baha'i Faith. And I asked her if she had read any of the prayers yet. And someone handed her a prayer book, and she silently read one of the prayers. It was a prayer for aid and assistance. And after she had read that prayer, she just announced to everyone in the room, "I would like to read this prayer, and then I would like to become a Baha'i, because I believe that this prayer is from God." We also have another kind of prayer that is a prayer for detachment. Detachment means submitting one's will to the will of God, seeking God's pleasure rather than our own. That can be a very difficult lesson to learn, but it has been a very gratifying lesson to try to seek God's will through my life. Recently, my husband passed away, and one day when I was feeling very sorry for myself, I started remembering the different times that God had previously answered prayer in my life, the big prayers that he had answered and the little prayers as well. And I realized that this was still a prayer-hearing, prayer-answering God who had seen me through many times and was also going to see me through this crisis too. And I'd like to end with a prayer. It's one of the first prayers that I ever had memorized. Oh God, refresh and gladden my spirit, purify my heart, illumine my powers. I lay all my affairs in thy hand. Thou art my guide and my refuge. I will no longer be sorrowful and grieved. I will be a happy and joyful being. O God, I will no longer be full of anxiety, nor will I let trouble harass me. I will not dwell on the unpleasant things of life. O God, thou art more friend to me than I am to myself. I dedicate myself to thee, O Lord.
blood that have been received by thee, as intoned by them who have drawn nigh unto him, that the sweetness of thy melody may kindle thine own heart and attract the hearts of all men. In the privacy of his chamber, the verses revealed by God, the scattering angels of the Almighty shall scatter abroad the fragrance of the words uttered by his mouth, and shall cause the heart of every righteous man to throb. The grace vouchsafed unto him must needs sooner or later exercise its influence upon his soul. Thus have the mysteries of the revelation of God been decreed by virtue of the will of him who is the source of power and wisdom.
I have to say that the Baha'i Faith for me is the destination of my search. That being the destination, it does not mean it's the end, it's the beginning, because it's the beginning of a transformation, of finally finding for myself what I deem to be true religion. It was a difficult journey to reach my destination to begin with. And in order to explain or give a brief definition of the Baha'i Faith, I can only do it from my journey. And my journey began with Christ. I accepted him into my life at an early age, only to be disappointed by what I found around me working in his name. So it propelled me into a search which took me outside of Christianity, even though I never left it. When I'm approached and asked about what the Baha'i Faith is about, I live in the Bible Belt, and what I find is people expect that I am not a Christian. And in fact, my path in the world as far as making money is as a contractor. And I have a friend who describes himself to be a fundamentalist Christian who is a builder but recommends me to people. But he tells them he's an excellent worker, he does great work, but he's not a Christian. And I have difficulty explaining to him that I believe Christ to be everything that he does, and possibly even more, because I believe he is the Alpha and the Omega. And I extend that past Christianity into the other religions, who the founders and spokespersons of those religions also state, and you can find in their writings, that they say that they are the Alpha and the Omega. Christ tells us that I am the way, the light, and the truth. No one comes to the Father except through me. And my search and my path to the Baha'i faith came through Christ, because I never let go of him. I couldn't. Jesus tells us that I have yet many things to tell you, howbeit you cannot bear them now. I will send the Comforter. All through my Christian life, my Christian path, I looked and searched for the Comforter, because he promised that he would send one. He also, in response to the disciples at the Mount of Olives, when they approached him and said, "Lord, when will you return, and what shall be the signs of your coming?" He gave them three distinct answers, three seemingly separate answers that all had the same culmination in prophetic history time. These are worth your investigation. Christ also said, "My Father has many flocks which are not of my fold. These too I shall bring together." And he's referencing upon his return. This passage to me says that his Father has many people who believe in him and who are nurtured by him as a shepherd does his sheep, but they don't know each other, and they would not necessarily be called Christian. So we need to investigate with an open mind and see that these other flocks are the other religions of the world who have truth, and we can see them when we quit comparing but look to find the unity in all. I cannot answer what is the Baha'i faith in a broad stroke. I can only say what it is to me. And it has given me direction in my life. I was not, by any stretch of the imagination, even close to being a perfect person, or at some points probably even a good person. But God doesn't pick the righteous to show what his strengths are. He picks the lowly and raises them up. And I'm glad to be on that journey.
In the beginning was the Word. When God created man in his own image, yes he did. Even before then, God said, "Let there be light shine upon the earth." Oh yeah. And as I begin to think about, my mind takes me back when he created man. Oh yes. It makes me realize he loved mankind, that he created him in his own image. And that makes me know that he love us. Yes, he do. And you know him and dear one, I need you. I need you, Lord. We need love. We need it down in our soul. Son, that we may live, juicing him out in the land, to spread love, peace and harmony. Yes, you did. You told the world to love one another as I. I can feel it in my soul. Your love, your love, your love, your love. And I'm so glad about it. We need you. We need God's love. We need it just for you. Yes. And somebody needs you right now, Lord. We need God's love. Got to say, God's name, the little babies all over the world. He put joy in our hearts, and I know it was nobody but you, nobody but you, Lord. You gave your love, your love, your love. You gave it to me, Lord. And I want to thank you. We need God's love.
We need God's love. We need God's love.
We need God's love.
Listening to the podcast of the Baha'is of Florida's Emerald Coast. If you'd like to learn more about the Baha'i Faith, the international site is baha'i.org. You'll find information about the faith, and there's also links to the Baha'i communities in several dozen countries around the world. Or check out our new blog at ecbp.blogspot.com. That's ecbp.blogspot.com. There's links to Baha'i websites and some great Baha'i podcasts. You can phone us if you want to talk to a human. Call 1-800-22-UNITE, or in Florida, call 850-543-2129. You can leave us a voicemail toll-free at 866-590-4545. Or email us at panhandle Baha'is@AOL.com. Thanks for listening.